What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Respectfully. I am your host, Cameron Farmer. And this is going to be a very, very quick episode. This episode is honestly dedicated to my reactions from the first NBA games of the new NBA season that occurred or started Tuesday evening. There are two teams in both conferences. I don't know. I guess there's something to celebrate because there are balloons. But there are two teams in both conferences that I want to talk about. The Los Angeles Lakers and the Philadelphia 76ers. Before I get into the Philadelphia 76ers, I want to discuss Los Angeles Lakers. AD, where you at? Anthony Davis, where are you at? Anthony Davis, when he is fully healthy, is a top 10 player in this league. Now, I get why top 10, Cam? It's only been two games into the season. Anthony Davis, atrocious performance on Tuesday night against the Denver Nuggets is why he is in the top 10. I really want to put him in the top 15. Anthony Davis drops, and I'm getting to my point about where you at. I'm getting to that point. Anthony Davis drops 17 points in the first half against the Denver Nuggets. Pretty good. 17 points in the first half isn't bad. But you come back and you drop 0. You drop 0. Anthony Davis drops 0 points in the second half against the Denver Nuggets. And with maybe the exception of Nikola Jokic, there's not a single person on the Denver Nuggets who was better than Anthony Davis. There's a thumbs up because it's agreeing with exactly what I said. There's a thumbs up for that. There is not a single person that can outscore, that should not be able to outscore Anthony Davis. Now, I will admit, you got to give credit to Denver's defense. They held him to 0 points in the second half. But at some point, we got to start looking at Anthony Davis like, well, dude, you're Anthony Davis. You're a top 75 player in the NBA. You're an assassin when your back is against the basket, when you're in the post and you're about to do a fadeaway or a spin move and go up with either your right hand or your left hand. So surely you could be able to drop a point or two. Dude, you dropped 0. Here's LeBron James. Oh, we don't care about the criticism of Anthony Davis, and I know he doesn't care about his criticism because he's not on social media. Gee, I wonder why, LeBron. And honestly, truthfully, I feel like LeBron said those words because he had to. I'm just speculating. I'm not covering the Lakers. That's just what I anticipate. That's what I'm speculating. LeBron may not care about the criticism, but I know LeBron sure does care about the productivity of the people that he's leading on that team. Oh, well, Anthony Davis is our franchise, bro. Franchises don't drop 17 or more points, 17 plus points in the first half and go ghost in the second half. I'm sorry. If Anthony Davis has another inconsistent season like he's had like in the past two seasons, we going to have to start having some real uncomfortable conversations. Anthony Davis, you got to step up, bro. Well, Cam, he dropped 30 against Phoenix. Yeah, he dropped 30, but he was a plus 7 on the court. Plus 7 ain't bad, but if you're Anthony Davis, your plus minus should at least be, especially if you're winning, should at least be a plus 10, plus 11, a plus 12 or something. LeBron James had 9 points less than you, and he was a plus 22. Why? Because LeBron James is your franchise. Why? Because LeBron James is consistent. Why? Because LeBron James steps up when it matters the most. Why? Because LeBron James can call for the ball and want the ball anytime he wants, and he takes over. Anthony Davis, I'm still waiting on you to take over. Do you know LeBron? LeBron didn't even drop any point in the first quarter or the third quarter. Oh, Cam, it's minutes restriction. Nah. You can kiss that minutes restrictions goodbye, especially after that Phoenix game. Why? Because when LeBron was on the court, the Lakers were a plus 22. I'm just saying. When AD is the AD like we are expecting him to be, he honestly is a top 10 player in this league. I feel ashamed by even saying he's a top 5 player in this league. Because he's not. Oh, Cam, you're disrespecting AD. Boo-hoo. Cry me a river. Until Anthony Davis is consistent. When he is the Anthony Davis that drops 30 a game, at least 25 a game, and doesn't go cold, I don't even care about him going cold. If Anthony Davis is 9 of 17 in the second half, I'm cool with that. But you can't be Anthony Davis and not drop any points in the second half. You're Anthony Davis. So I say all that to say this. If Anthony Davis, and I want, and I encourage everybody to watch back. I'm not making these opinions because I expect Anthony Davis. I'm rooting for him to fail. No, I want him to succeed. I want him to get another championship at least before LeBron says, you know, I'm about to retire, blah, 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 you know, all this and all that. But if Anthony Davis is inconsistent like he's been the last two seasons, whether healthy or not, we're going to have to start having some real uncomfortable conversations. So I encourage everybody to watch these games, read these articles, because I'm going to be completely honest with you. And these stats don't tell the whole story. Stats do not tell the whole story. That's why I mentioned LeBron, who dropped 21, was a plus 22. Why? Because he took control. He said, give me the rock. Nobody can guard me, with the exception of Kevin Durant. Give me the rock. I'm gonna win us the game. No, where's Anthony Davis at? AD dropped 17 in game one. He dropped 30 in game two. What's he gonna do tomorrow night? Because they play Sacramento. They play Sacramento their next game. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. So I encourage everybody to just watch the games, read the articles, do research, man. Because these players are really, really good. But at the same time, it's really disappointing when they don't hold their weight. On to other news. The Philadelphia 76ers. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not a 76ers fan. But I love Joel Embiid. I love Tyrese Maxey. I love what they've been able to do these last two games. Now, granted, it's the first two games of the season. Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris. Oh, my gosh. Tobias Harris really has been a huge disappointment since he's gotten his contract extension, like, what, 3 years ago? He's been a massive disappointment. I don't say that to say that he's a bad player. But I say that to say he's getting paid $35 million for averaging 35 minutes a game. I'm not questioning his work ethic. But if you're getting paid $35 million a year, you should kind of be producing some big boy numbers on the court. I say all that to say this. Please don't count out the 76ers. Please do not count out the 76ers. Because, what's today? Saturday? Tonight they play Toronto. They were in Toronto. James Harden tried to join the team. Philly said, nah, we good on you, twin. A lot of people are talking about Boston. And a lot of people are talking about the Milwaukees. I know Philadelphia played Milwaukee first game of the season. And Dame's debut was, I mean, his debut, Dame just went crazy. But they only won by one. Philly only won by 1 point. No James Harden. Joel Embiid. Tyrese Maxey. Tobias Harris was even efficient from the field in 3 point. He dropped 20. If you want to take that a step further, P.J. Tucker was making the right. I know a lot of people say P.J. Tucker's trash. No, P.J. Tucker. I would love to have P.J. Tucker on my team. The man's an enforcer. Man is able to make the right reads when he's on defense. The man can hit shots from the corner. From the corner three. Don't count out. Please don't count out Philly. And tonight, Tyrese dropped, what, 39? He dropped 39. Tobias Harris had 15. Embiid had, what, 39 as well? Philly has, do I believe they have enough to compete in the East? I do. Obviously, you like your chances with James Harden, but you can't depend on James Harden, especially at this point. Philly needs to go ahead and trade him. I'm on, in all honesty, no disrespect, and I said this before, James Harden can go anywhere but the Clippers. Stay away from my Clippers. But don't count out Philly. Philly only lost by 1 point. Now, it's easy to overlook Philly's Philly's game on Thursday and their energy in coming back, because I believe, oh my God, this is what, Thursday night? I believe Philly was down by at least 15 points in the first half. And then they came back in the second half. They literally gave Milwaukee a run for their money. And Dame dropped 29. Giannis got his. Middleton got his. Do not sleep on Philly. If Tobias Harris, because I know Embiid and Maxey are going to get theirs. If Tobias Harris, who I, in my personal opinion, should have let him go and kept Jimmy Butler. If Tobias Harris, this is your year. This is your year, bro. If you are consistent and you make it to the playoffs and you're not a no-show like you've always been, oh, Hey, man. You good with me. You're good. You're good with me. Because Philly's championship window, like a lot of other teams in the NBA, their championship window is closing. And if they don't get it together, in other words, they don't let go of James Harden. And I'm not saying James Harden is a bad person. I'm not saying, no, but in the business of sports, what I've learned is people aren't going to work with you if you're not going to work with them. It's very simple. It's very simple. Would I love to have Harden on my team in terms of basketball? Absolutely. But, bruh, you lucky Daryl Morey is not giving you up. He is lucky Daryl Morey is not giving him up for just some NBA player. No, this is James Harden. And who would? I wouldn't. Obviously, you want a return on investment. Obviously, you want the reciprocation when you trade James Harden. Or I want an all-star caliber player as well. I want some first round picks as well. Because this is still James Harden. Even though he's not the Houston James Harden, he's still James Harden. He's still productive. Led the league in assists. But if Embiid, Maxey, and Harris and Tucker do what they're supposed to do along with the contributions of Kelly Oubre, that was an underrated pickup. Kelly Oubre, De'Anthony Melton, Paul Reed. If Nick Nurse does what he's supposed to do, obviously he could only do but so much because he's the head coach. He can't be on the floor and stuff like that. But if those guys do what they're supposed to do, they can make some noise in the East. And like I said, props to Dame, props to the Bucks for getting that win. But dude, a lot of people thought that they were going to run Philly out the building. And when I mean run them out the building, I mean like drop 20, you know, like beat them by 20. But Milwaukee only beat them by one. And tonight, which is what, Saturday, they beat Toronto. They literally could have won on the road in Milwaukee, and they won on the road tonight in Toronto. So you got to give Nick Nurse props for maintaining his professionalism and be professionalism. Maxey, everybody, all those guys. You got to give props to them, man. So I say all that to say this. AD, I need you to show up. You got to show up, man. You got to show up. The only reason, and no disrespect to the Lakers and the other teammates, but the only reason why the Lakers have been competitive in the last two games is because of LeBron. It's very simple. It's very simple. LeBron is the only reason why they've been competitive. Now, obviously, you know it's a team effort, but at the end of the day, dude, you got to show up, man. You have to. And then Philadelphia, dude, only thing I'm going to say is everybody, do not sleep on Philadelphia. That's all I'm going to say about that. That is the end of this episode. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'll see you all next time. God bless you. Love.